Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family. AHOP TV empowers believers with spirit-inspired messages and strategic equipping that accelerates your spiritual growth. You can subscribe to stream weekly content from Awakening House of Prayer, conferences, and other exclusive content to stir your hunger and encourage your heart. Visit us online at ahop.tv.
Hello there, and welcome to Women on the Rise. Women are rising up all over the world to give glory to God and moving in power in this hour. On today's program, we are going to be talking about the subject of offense. And offense is problematic. I was just watching Touched by an Angel. Some of you might be familiar with that series. It's old, so all the programs are repeats. But my husband and I were watching this one episode of it, and the angel, Monica, got offended in this show. And it showed how her little tiny bit of offense, she was just offended because someone wasn't, you know, giving the right service in a restaurant. But that little offense spread to another person, that spread to another person, that spread to another person, that spread to another person. And in the show, so much offense swelled up that a person actually was taking their own life. Now, everything got settled, of course, because God's intervention came in and all the offense got diffused and everyone was happy by the end of the show. But it just alarmed me how powerful offense was. And when it spreads, it is just volatile. And Michelle, we can be offended by the least little things. Like, you don't even think it's offense. You're driving down the street, for example, and someone cuts you off and you go, oh, that guy should have never cut me off. Or they're driving slow in the fast lane. Mm-hmm. And Michelle likes to drive really fast, so that would really offend her probably.
I was just going to say, that is offensive.
But I mean, inside of our heart, we're collecting these offenses. Right. Or you can stand in the grocery lineup, you know, putting your groceries through, and the person in front of you is being as slow as molasses, mm-hmm. and you want to get through, or maybe the cashier charged you wrong or something. Mm-hmm. And instead of just handling everything in love mm-hmm. and being free from offense, we collect offense. And sometimes things are more obvious than that, but a lot of times I think in our day, we take up offense and we don't even realize it. But offense, when it's in the heart, can be a landing strip for the enemy, and it's actually a very dangerous thing.
Yes, and you know, with what you're saying, I think a lot of times we like to cloak offense and not call it offense, but we call it other things. And a lot of times it just comes down to even a self-righteousness, yeah. right? But we'll say, because what we're doing is we're holding something of how someone else should have done something
yeah.
oftentimes. And we feel very right and mm-hmm. righteous in that. And I know something, you know, that God recently was talking to me about in this is I am such a lover of truth. Mm-hmm. And where I feel like truth is not being represented, I get very passionate about that.
Right.
And what God was showing me is actually I was getting really self-righteous about uh-huh. that. And I had been offended because I felt something right. wasn't at the level of truth that right. it needed to be. So that was for me yeah. to deal with.
Well, it's really amazing when you talk about that, because I think of God. Here he is in his holy heaven.
All right.
And he's watching all of our behavior right. every day, right? And I'm thinking he has reason to be mm-hmm. offended, but he never is. Mm-hmm. And it's so amazing. And even what you were mentioning, I've just recently written a book called Exposed, Witchcraft in the Church. It's a book about witchcraft. It's a prophetic alert. I highly recommend getting it. You can go on patriciaking.com and order it. Exposed, Witchcraft in the Church. and it's coming out in paperback the first week in December 2018, but it'll be in PDF format, electronic format before then. But what it is exposing how witchcraft and even witches out of covens are coming into the church to try to trip us up mm-hmm. and to try to curse. And one of the stories I share in that book is my own time when I got cursed.
Yeah.
And I was asking the Lord, saying, how did this happen? Because a curse without cause cannot alight. So how did this curse touch me? Because mm-hmm. I was being cursed in my health. I had numerous health issues. A very treasured relationship came under attack, and our ministry finances mm-hmm. came under attack. I said, Lord, what's going on? He says, you're cursed. I said, how can that happen? And he took me back to an area of trauma mm-hmm. in my life, emotional trauma, where I had fear. And fear is a sin, actually. So mm-hmm. it gives the devil a landing strip. Fear is not faith, right? It's the opposite of it. Right. And I was also anxious, and we're told mm-hmm. in the Bible, right. do not be anxious. So there's another landing right. strip. But the big one was, he said, you were offended in that mm-hmm. situation. I thought, I was offended? Really? I don't remember mm-hmm. being offended. I remember being sad.
Right.
And
right.
and I remember thinking that the way that situation was handled wasn't right. Right. And when he took me into it, I realized, oh my gosh, I thought I was just standing for justice and righteousness and standing for truth.
Right.
But he said it was with offense.
Yeah.
And we are to stand for truth, but not with offense, because right. the moment you stand for truth with offense, it's not truth anymore. Yeah. It's actually a deception. So, of course, I repented from the offense right away mm-hmm. and the fear and the anxiety and dealt with that. And, of course, the curse was broken and everything was restored and all of that. But it put the fear of the Lord in me mm-hmm. regarding offense. And especially for some of you who have had trauma in your life, that offense inside mm-hmm. that comes with it, with the trauma, because you're hurt, you're self-defensive, and offense can be inside of there, and it can destroy you. It can set you up for demonic assault. It can ruin you. And it's a very dangerous thing. So we just want our women that are being raised up, yeah. we want them to be free from offense, because it is so dangerous.
Years ago, in some of my research on the word offense, you can go back and it speaks of it being like a low-grade fever.
Wow.
And, you know, you look at that, and if you're just carrying a constant low-grade fever, how does that affect everything that you're
yeah,
doing,
exactly.
right? And even compromising everything in your immune system, it covers every area of your body in the physical realm Amen. That is also affected by offense.
Wow. Well, as most of you know, that Michelle and I lead a network called Women in Ministry Network, and we're so proud of our women because they are passionate yeah. for Jesus Christ, and they walk in so much love. I mean, mm-hmm. I've seen them demonstrate so much love. And we have
so
a guest on our program yeah. today, Erin Lamb, who mm-hmm. is an amazing example of a woman who walks in love. So why don't you introduce her and throw to her message?
She is such a nurturer. She obviously is in the presence of the Lord and carries his heart in the things that she expresses. And it's amazing. One of the things that just really delights me is that Erin is also a scientist and an engineer. So she's got that very left brain, but so operates from the place of the heart of God. So this is Erin Lamb.
Hi, Patricia. Hi, Michelle. Thank you for having me tonight. I am going to be talking about offense and how do we know we're offended? How do we get rid of offense? We don't want offense. And so I'm going to give you three quick kind of indicators that I think about. One is whenever somebody mentions that person's name, you may struggle with feelings of anger or resentment or just negative emotions about the person. The second thing is that you may struggle to celebrate that person. So other people are celebrating them, God is blessing them, but you struggle to kind of stand in a place of rejoicing when they're rejoicing. The third thing is maybe you find yourself bad-mouthing the person or saying negative things about them to other people. You just don't know Susie. If you knew her, you wouldn't think that she was so amazing. And so if you find yourself bad-mouthing the person or you can't be happy for them, or when somebody brings up their name, it brings up all of these negative emotions in the inside of you, then there may be some offense in your heart. How do we get rid of it? Because we want to get rid of it. I think that Jesus gave us some really great counsel when he said, forgive. Forgiveness is not saying that what that person did was okay. It's saying, I release this person to God for him to deal with them. It's not my job to judge them. It's not my job to punish them. It's my job to release them to God, knowing that he is a just God and that he is full of love. He's full of mercy. The Bible says that if your brother or sister sins against you, that you are supposed to forgive them as Christ has forgiven you. God will take care of it. But sometimes the offense is so deep. Sometimes the wounding is so deep. Sometimes what's happened to you, what's transpired, has wounded your soul in a great capacity. And I think that that's sometimes where people get stuck, because they're told just to forgive, but nobody talks to them about getting their soul healed. So our soul is comprised of our mind, our will, and our emotions. And I think one of the best things that we could do when somebody hurts us is to invite God into that. Invite God into that memory, invite God into that pain, and say, God, show me where you were when this happened. Give me your perspective and heal any of the negative emotions that are attached to this incident. And God will do that for you. And I truly have seen over and over where God will come in and show a person that he didn't agree with what happened and that he loves them, that he loves both people involved, but he never ever agrees with things that are harmful. And then I think it's really important to ask God for his supernatural grace to love the person, because we can't love in our flesh. This flesh does not love like God. The Spirit of God on the inside of us gives us the capacity to love. And so I believe that grace is more than empowerment to refrain from sin, that grace is the supernatural empowerment of God to do what we couldn't do before. And so to love our enemies, to love people who have hurt us or harmed us, it really requires the supernatural grace of God. And the last thing that I'll say is closing out is pray for those who hurt you and persecute you and bless them. Don't curse them. Put good things in the atmosphere. Put a target on them for heaven, because we want heaven to invade their lives. So forgive, get your soul healed, ask for the supernatural grace of God and the supernatural love of God. And then four, bless them, don't curse them, and pray for them. As you're praying for them, you will notice that your heart will soften over and over again towards them. I hope that something I shared tonight was a blessing to someone. Praying for you and blessing you. Bye.
Oh, what a great word, Erin. So many good practicals that we're able to take from that, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, offense, I believe that we can live without being offended.
I know. I want to be unoffendable.
Yeah. And what I have found is that when I do feel offense, you know, we've got a tendency to make it about the other person. But it is an opportunity for me to allow God to scrub out a spot or a wrinkle in me, to allow there to be a button that is no longer there that is able to be pushed. The only way I've got a button that's pushed is when I have a button that exists.
Wow, that's so good. I know that it would be such a great life goal, wouldn't it, for all of us to say, I want to live my life unoffendable.
Yes.
And I love what she said about you can kind of tell you that you've got offense if someone's name is brought up,
yeah,
and you have this unsettled feeling inside.
It's a really good check. Yeah.
I thought that was so good, because mm-hmm, a lot of times you won't even go deeper than that, but
right,
it's a sign,
that's right,
that there is a level of offense there. There's something there, right? I also want to introduce to you a friend of ours named Joan Hunter, and she is on our global team of Women on the Front Lines and Women in Ministry Network, and she deals a lot with people who have trauma in their life. And I mean, I call her the trauma queen, because she's so anointed
in
at lifting trauma off people.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of times it's because of offense from a wounding or something that has taken place within a person's life. And once that leaves them, they are healed from trauma. Yeah. And I've seen this. I've seen her minister to so many people that are immediately set free from trauma and the symptoms in the body that accompany that trauma. But the root of it oftentimes is an area of offense or pain that needed to be addressed. So let's hear from our good friend Joan Hunter.
Hi, this is Joan Hunter. Want to just make sure I say a special hi to Patricia and Michelle for having me on the program. And today is an interesting subject that I'm going to be sharing on, and that is how to get over the spirit of offense. And I think it's kind of ironic because it is offense. And even though it's F-E-N-S-E, offense can actually build a fence between you and others. It can cause you to push other people away. It can cause you to go, and everywhere you go, expect to be offended. And this can be a real detriment to having friends and having more friends. And I want to encourage you to just lay down your unmet expectations of everybody, lay down that spirit of offense, and say, you know, people aren't perfect. And this is something that it's obvious because I'm not perfect, you're not perfect. But as we progress in life, you're always going to have opportunities to be offended. You know, I mean, I don't even know it's what time it is per se right now, but the point is that there's always multiple times every day you have the opportunity to pick up that offense or not. I want to encourage you to take the fence down, take the magnetism to be offended. Well, you know that lady, she's always offended on everything. I don't ever want to be known for that. I have lots of reasons to be offended, and people have lots of reasons to be offended around me. But the point is, we need to make a choice not to be offended. If we get hurt, if we get offended, we must forgive. We must forgive for what they did. And as we forgive, it will totally free us up. And I want to encourage you, today is your day of freedom. Let's get the fences down so that we can love one another, and love is of God. Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much, Joan. Wasn't that great? It was just so full of wisdom. And I've always said, you know, if you are offended, it's because you took it. We take offense, they're not given. Okay. You can't say, oh, someone offended me. You know, they gave me an offense. No, you're offended because you took it. But we're going to be a people who never take offense. So let's let that be our goal. And one of the things that you can do very practically is just get before the Lord right now and ask him, Lord, is there any area that I have offense in me right now? And just ask him to reveal, because the Holy Spirit, he is the convictor of sin, and he will show you if you have offense in your life, and you can write those areas down and then repent from the offense and forgive the people. Just like Joan said, forgive the ones who have hurt you, and then be free from offense and get filled with love. You want your whole being to be a love tank that's filled with God's love that drips out everywhere you go. But Paul said, let love be your greatest aim, but we can't be in perfect love and have offense at the same time. Those two things do not mix, okay? And I'm praying for you that the fear of the Lord will come upon all of us. I want the fear of the Lord to grow in me regarding offense, and I refuse to take offense. And I want the Holy Spirit to show it to me, right? You know, if it's knocking at my door, I want to see it right away. And we're taught to pray by Jesus, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. Deliver me from offense. Don't lead me into a temptation to be offended, Lord, because I want to be a person that never takes offense. And I know that you would want that too. Michelle, do you have a decree for our people today?
You know, I do. I sure do. You are choosing God's love over all. You choose to believe the best and to keep your heart hidden in God. You are leaning to God's understanding, his ways, and his thoughts. You are slow to anger and quick to listen and forgive. You live hidden in the Lord, so saturated by his love that it just flows out of you like a river.
Wonderful. Don't you love the decrees of the Word of God? They're so powerful. That Word does not return void. It accomplishes everything it's sent to do. If you do not have any teaching on decrees of the Word, it's proclamations of God's Word going forth, I highly recommend going to patriciaking.com. And we have a lot of resources on decrees, but one of my favorites is my decree book, Decree a Thing, and It Will Be Established. It's my third edition of it, and it's full of biblical decrees that you can decree. It's a great prayer tool and a tool that you can use in your devotions to decree over your own life, your family, and everything that pertains to you. Thank you so much for joining us on today's program. I want to invite you to check out my mentorship program that's online called the A-Team Online Mentorship Program. Just go to patriciaking.com, explore all that we have for you there to build you up and to make you a strong believer. We'll see you next time. And women, you're on the rise.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.